This is something that is not done very often then.
Right. It's a standard, you know, well-recognized practice among utilities to do unidirectional flushing, but it's not something that we've done in College Station before.
Which means what for the average person driving down Welburn or one of the other streets where this is going to take place?
They will probably see some fire hydrants open and flowing with a lot of water. And so before people say, oh my gosh, what is the city doing? You know, we want people to know that we're opening up the hydrants at very high velocities, and what that does is that scours the inside of the water line, and so it cleans it.
Which is important because?
Well, usually when we get discolored water calls, it's because there is sediment or rust or something that is deposited in the water line, and it normally just sits there because water always flows in one direction, you know, from the pumping station out into the distribution system. But if we have a water line break or something, the direction of flow will be reversed, and it'll stir up those sediments, and then people will get localized incidences of discolored water. So what this is doing is this is just really scrubbing the large diameter water lines first, and then we'll move down into smaller diameter water lines, and it'll remove any sediments or other sources of discoloration so that we don't have those periodic instances of discolored water in the future.
Why Welburn and Harvey Mitchell, where I'm guessing maybe there are large water lines along University mm-hmm. and other main routes?
Yes. We looked at our distribution system. We looked at where we have been getting most of our discolored water complaints, and then we looked at the largest diameter water lines. And so we start from our pumping station with the largest diameter water lines, and we just move out from there.
And then for those at home while this is going on, what can they expect?
People in the immediate area may experience, ironically enough, some discolored water while this is happening because we're flushing the water at very high velocities. Hopefully it will be localized and limited. But if they have, you know, if it continues for a long time, then they can call our dispatch office at 764-3638. They may experience a slight decrease in water pressure, again, because we're flowing water out of the water lines at such a high velocity. Eventually, we will move into some neighborhoods that have the smaller diameter water lines, like 12 inches. And when we do that, I don't have a specific date for that yet, but when we do that, we'll put signs out in the neighborhoods and we'll put some information out through the city's neighborhood services office so that everybody knows when it's going to be happening in their neighborhood.
For instance, with Welburn and Harvey Mitchell this week, is that going to cause lane closures or anything like that?
Yeah, we may have one lane closed just where the fire hydrants are open, and so we'll have some traffic controls out there. So we would just ask people to be safe, slow down, pay attention to traffic direction, and drive safely. But another reason that we're starting it later, we're not starting it until 9, is because, you know, especially knowing what Welburn is like in the morning for the commute, we wanted to make sure that everybody was already off the road and, you know, not do it during peak driving times. And then we'll be finished before the afternoon and evening driving times pick up.
Have I missed anything?
One of the questions I had was, why are we doing this? Aren't they clean? Aren't the water lines clean already? And I kind of touched on that, you know, the usual rate that water flows through the pipes is fairly low, and so that may allow sediments to settle on the bottom of the pipe. So what we're doing is we're taking water, flushing it at very high velocities through our distribution system. So we're going to push out all of those sediments and sources of discolored water, and it'll be replaced with new, fresh, clean water. And that ends up improving the chlorine residual, the clarity, the color of the water. So it's overall, it'll be a big improvement. And we expect it to last, you know, for a good long while.
Well, I've been here 2.5 years. I don't recall y'all doing this in the time that I've been here.
No. We did something like this in 1999 and 2001, but it was just flushing water lines in specific areas of the city, and it wasn't the key with unidirectional flushing is that you start at the source, your main pumping station, and then your largest water lines, and you get those done first, and then you move into smaller and smaller diameter water lines, and you just kind of go out from there in a radial pattern. And so we didn't do that the last time.
Anything else?
Yeah, if anybody has any problems with their water service, just call dispatch at 764-3638.